Hey, it's TJ, and my sweet wife, Jody, said to me the other day, "Hey, since you're such a big shot with Cozy Earth, why don't you get me one of those Luxe bathrobes?" And I said, "I would love to, my treasure." And you know, since I'm Cozy Earth's best influencer, I get that big 41% discount on everything they have at Cozy Earth. You'll get that same discount just because you know me. Just make sure you use my name, TJ, as the code when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. The name TJ lets them know that you're with me and you get that big 41% discount. And everything at Cozy Earth is luxurious.
This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
These bad drums. I think that's cool how I can talk, then make it sound like it's been edited, like when I say bad drums.
I like that. Sometimes you just got to do it.
Yeah. That is bad.
Bad. I love doing that.
You know, that's how you know my little friend Jenny is excited about something. If she likes something, she calls it bad A.
Oh, really? But says the word.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because she's a cusser.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I haven't hung out with her enough to know, but.
Yeah, Jody has to tell her, "Hey, their kids right behind you."
Yeah.
She's like, "Oh, sorry."
And it's because she doesn't have kids. She doesn't think about it, but.
Right.
Yeah, it's. Yeah.
But, yeah, she'll let them fly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Except when somebody's cussing you.
Right. Correct. Yeah, or my kids are around because they'll repeat everything.
Yeah, I get called all kinds of vulgar names, you know, as insults from her.
Now, does she go super vulgar? Or you know what word I'm talking about. You know what word I'm talking about.
No.
She doesn't say that.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
That is my pet peeve when someone calls someone that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't even have to say it. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we used to work with somebody who would do that too all the time.
I can't stand it. I cannot stand it. I just.
Oh, you're being too sensitive. Sometimes it's meant out of affection.
You think?
No.
I'm like, yeah, it's just, and it's the word itself. It's how it's, you know,
vile. Said. It's vile.
Yeah.
Yeah. So vile.
I was at a dinner one time with my friend's ex-husband. They were married at the time, and he called our waitress one.
Like, to her?
To her.
Oh, wow.
And I could have crawl under the table. I was jumping out of my skin.
Whoa.
Yeah. I looked at my boyfriend at the time and said, "I got to get out of here."
Can service be that bad at a restaurant?
Exactly. I forgot one thing. Listen, when I worked at Logan's Roadhouse for 2 weeks and got fired, I forgot everyone's ranch. So, I mean, and nobody called me that. I was mortified.
Yeah. How could anybody fall in love with that person? You know, that's what I'm wondering. If a simple mistake from a server warrants calling her that, how is that person even decent enough for somebody to fall in love with and marry him?
Mm-mm. And they got married after that. I was not even thinking they weren't married yet. So how? You're right.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
And speaking of getting married, we didn't find it. It seems like it was sent by the Jesus as a sign to Rob to look for a wife in a different place than Lindsay was looking, you know, when she was trying to find a wife for him. Mm-hmm. So that's today's In Case You Missed It replay. It's pretty funny. Don't miss it. Coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
It's Alexis, and you heard right. I'm pregnant, and I found designer gym leggings for my journey in the midsection. And if you're not pregnant, Tona, founded by one of Lululemon's original designers, is a premium line of leggings. Designed for women who train hard, they are moisture-wicking and fit perfectly. Customers say it's like a push-up bra for your butt. Tona, the last black leggings you will ever need. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and get a huge discount of 15% off with code TJ.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new TJRiggins.com, sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at TJRiggins.com.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins show.
Lindsay, what was the dating app you had Rob on that you were working for him?
Bumble.
Bumble, okay. That didn't work. That was a bust. But out of nowhere, someone, I say the Jesus, sent Rob a sign of a different dating app he should be using to find the love of his life. Today's In Case You Missed It replay.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins show.
Tell her what happened, Rob.
I still use Snapchat. I know I'm a little old for Snapchat, but now Snapchat sends you ads, but they're varying. But the other day on Wednesday, I was pushed one that says mature dating.
Rob.
So you should have had him on a mature dating site, like for old people.
I knew there was a reason this didn't work out. So yeah. Should we do that one instead? Like today?
Yeah, that could be a sign from the Jesus.
That's what I'm thinking.
Put me on maturedating.com or whatever it is.
I'd love to know the ages for that.
Well, it would have to. I'm mature would probably be, I would think, 50 and up.
I would say. So they just thought that you were 50.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
But how could they?
Well, I just looked it up.
What is it?
The best dating site for singles over 50.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What? See, I don't think you look even close to that.
And I would think they would go the other way. If they track his activity online and everything, right. He would be, you know, they would try to get him on a teen dating site.
They'd be like, this guy's no older than 12.
He just texted somebody and said he's so excited about Snow White this weekend.
Yeah, and all the like D&D and Pokemon and yeah. I mean, yeah, let's try it. Would you be willing?
Absolutely not. No.
I don't want to pay anything else.
You wouldn't be interested in a woman just because she's 50, Rob, and you're 38?
There's absolutely no way that I have something in common with a 50-year-old.
Are you 38 out with, or 39?
I'm playing with, I'm 39.
39 now.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So, like I'm hanging out with late 20-year-olds because they're into the same things I am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there are some adults that are into, like, I mean, mature adults that are into that.
I just don't think they're going to be on maturedating.com. If they
yes, they absolutely are. That's who they're targeting, is the Dungeons and Dragons people. That's who they're targeting.
She's lying.
Yeah, well, they can't find, because it's so uncommon to find someone in their 50s that's into all that. So yeah, they need to be on that website. Right?
I disagree, but okay.
So is it that you wouldn't, it's all because you don't think you'd have anything in common with a 50-year-old, not that they wouldn't look good enough.
No, I'm not gonna. I don't really care about looks as much as I used to, but
yeah,
well, that's good.
Me either, obviously. Looking at me,
clear.
I care about other people's looks, not mine.
Well, think about it, because I have all weekend to set this up.
Yeah, and you know, we would love to have you and Meemaw show up at one of our events together.
Could you imagine wearing like a house coat? Yeah. Actually, I wear house coats, so I don't want to knock that.
Yeah. So, Rob, you would love it, Rob, because she'd want to leave early from everything.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I mean, y'all could hit the early bird special at the restaurants.
Golden Corral?
Yeah. It'd be great.
Early, that'd be great.
Yeah. All right. Well, we may get to work on that. In the meantime, any 50-year-olds that want to go out with Rob, send it on in. Let's go.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. What is new radio? New radio is community. In Ace's memory, we're doing more than ever. Go to tjriggins.com/ace to learn about what we're doing and how you can help. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Okay, Rob, I have found something that BET has put out. And as the expert, I want you to tell me whether you agree or disagree with what they've come up with here.
Of course.
All right. So they have a list of the greatest black wrestlers ever. So I know you're a big wrestling fan. Mm-hmm. Okay. So number one, Booker T. Do you agree?
Yeah. I mean, I think his classic flub up with the Hulk Hogan promo puts him above everybody else for me.
Now, isn't he from this area?
Oh, is he? No, you're thinking of Ron Killings.
Yeah, the one that always, he said, he took a picture with Jelly Roll and said, so great meeting Post Malone tonight. We're gonna work a hit. Like, he does that to be funny. I mean, yeah. As part of his.
He's so funny.
Yeah. Okay, and then they have The Rock at number two.
Okay.
Kofi Kingston, do you know who that is?
Yeah, he's cool.
Okay, Mark Henry.
Mark Henry, the strongest man alive.
Yeah. I don't know any of these except The Rock so far.
Yeah.
Because I thought I knew Booker T, but obviously I didn't know who that was. Sasha Banks / Mercedes Munn or Moan.
I know she's a newer wrestler, and okay. I don't know much about her, but yes, people love her.
All right. Now, I do know this one because this was from back when I was a kid watching the wrestling. Junkyard Dog, the JYD.
I don't know Junkyard Dog.
Yeah, he should be number one. Yeah, that's enough because I don't really recognize any of the other names, and I don't, you know.
Really, I knew all of those.
You did, huh? What, Rob?
They didn't put Ron Simmons Farouk on that list.
Number seven.
Okay, good.
Whew. Okay, I'll read you the rest of the 10. Bobby Lashley.
Okay, yeah, he's good.
Bianca Belair.
Don't know that one.
Devon Dudley.
Oh yeah,
Devon Dudley. The what boys?
The Dudley boys.
The Dudley boys. Okay. All right.
I love all of those guys. I tell you what.
Yeah, you need more of them than I do.
I'm kidding. I'm like, what is this? What are we talking about here?
I don't know. I just wanted to make sure that White Rob could verify what BET came up with for the best black wrestlers.
And he did.
I think they had a good list. I think it's a good one.
I didn't know he was so into the wrestling.
Yeah. Are you into wrestling as much as Ace was?
Not in my adult years, but when I was a kid, I watched it. Any wrestling show that was on, I watched them all.
Now, were you were into it as a kid or
a little kid for a little while?
Yeah.
You know, just like anything else in my life. I get into something for a little bit and then I move on to something else.
Yeah.
I've always been that way.
Yeah.
But never to the point where I would ask my parents to take me to see it live or anything.
No. You don't want a wrestling ring in your backyard.
No. Yeah. No. But I mean, Ace all the way to the end was wearing Ric Flair costume for Halloween and just, you know,
he loved it,
tearing up every time he talked about Dusty Rhodes Common Man speech or whatever it was called.
Yeah,
Hard Times.
Hard Times. And he would legitimately start to cry. Bless. Listening to that Hard Times speech from Dusty Rhodes from when he was a kid. Dusty Rhodes,
the American Dream.
Yeah.
So weird.
I know, all the documentaries, all the books, everything. Anybody wrote an autobiography of this wrestler? He was reading it. God rest his soul, him and Dusty Rhodes.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Enjoy this beautiful new hotel in the South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. You'll stay in a gorgeous modern room surrounded by fantastic restaurants, specialty boutiques, and some awesome breweries. They'll host your business meetings and weddings too. No one does it quite like the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Experience the lively history and energetic vibe of Charlotte from the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Friday, we were talking about this quarrel that Lindsay and her saint of a husband, Kyle, are having. He's trying to turn the basement into a full-fledged sports bar kind of thing. Now, you said that y'all are doing this and putting in a bar, the coolest bar ever, he says, and other stuff. And the quarrel is because she wants a spot in there to get up, like frilly it all up and girl it all up so she can do her broadcasting from in there.
Yeah.
But is it under construction now?
No, we're okay. In the planning stages. All right. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
So they're drawing up the...
Drawing it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Paying someone too much money to draw that up. I'm like, I could do that.
Well, is he going to have the shelves, the liquor shelves on the wall with the mirror behind it and pretty all like much, at a bar? And
yeah, know. The same... I feel like you had the same thing you had in your bougie house. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, same type situation.
So, it was basically another kitchen down there, but without the stove and all that.
Right. We have all that and we don't need it.
Yeah.
So the previous owner built that because he thought his mom was going to move downstairs and she had passed before she got to do that. So really no one's ever used that.
Man. Yeah. I got two ovens and if I had another one downstairs, man, I could do Thanksgiving dinner so much faster.
I know. That's true. But, I don't cook like you do.
But who does?
It's never been touched. Yeah.
So do you think that I know you'll end up getting what you want. I mean, that's just the way marriages work.
Yeah.
But will you at least, for all manhood, not take it over?
I'm not going to take it over. I promise. I'll make that oath to you right now. Mm. I'm not going to take it over, but I am going to make the girliest little corner you've ever seen.
Because my wife used to, curse that basement that I had. Mm-hmm. And she would say, it's like a dungeon down there. I hate it down here. Mm-hmm. Nah, just constantly. Mm-hmm. She just always said, she said, get all the blinds closed down here. And I didn't have all the blinds closed. I just think it's underground.
Yeah, sure.
So... Then she started a huge book club with all of her friends, and every book club meeting was at our house and in my basement.
Oh, yeah.
Then all of a sudden it was like great for entertaining her friends and all that stuff. And
so she was like secretly jealous that you had a space or
I think so.
Maybe, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get it. I feel that
I was too withdrawn from the stuff going on upstairs
because
I was down there so much.
Yeah.
Because that's where my office had to be because she took over my office. I had a handsome office upstairs.
That's right.
And she took that over.
With like that big deck. Yes.
And she
mahogany.
Yeah, she girlied that all up, with the bookshelves and cabinets and all that went all the way to the ceiling.
Yes.
That was all hers.
What's she doing in there?
What she calls working on my computer.
Shopping.
Yeah, doing the bills and she handles all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
She's the one that handles the finances and everything. But, my office at that point became that little table in the basement.
Yeah.
I just set my laptop up there every day.
But you know what I told Kyle?
What?
We are doing so good on this show. I'm about to be the breadwinner.
Hell yeah.
Get out of here. Give me a place down there. You see, you can stop work soon.
Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Hey, happy St. Patty's Day.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
Now, remember, if you are a true Southerner and you say St. Patty's Day, then you will at least get your Southern card suspended for a few days. Because we true Southerners don't say St. Patty's Day. We say St. Patrick's Day.
How long suspension?
Probably a week.
Okay.
Yeah. But if the behavior continues, then forever.
Okay.
And you'll just be sentenced to a life of nothing but casseroles.
Oh, no.
Casseroles.
Oh, no.
Casseroles and a nice Pep's blue ribbon.
Now, what are you supposed to eat on St. Patrick's Day, or is that?
Corned beef and cabbage.
Corned beef. Yeah, no, thank you.
Delicious.
I like my food corned.
Yeah.
I like my.
I don't even know what that means.
But we can't have a St. Patrick's Day without the traditional St. Patrick's Day leprechaun sighting that happened years ago in Mobile, Alabama.
Well, just in time for St. Patrick's Day, crowds are coming by the dozens to get an up-close view at what some say is a piece of Irish folklore.
Some people in the Crichton area of Mobile say a leprechaun has taken up residence in their neighborhood. A leprechaun. NBC 15's Brian Johnson has more.
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Crichton community. Many of you bringing binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. I got to look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah! Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night. If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears. This amateur sketch resembles what many of you say the leprechaun looks like. Others find it hard to believe and have come up with their own theories and explanations for the image.
My theory is it's casting a shadow from the other limb.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff and it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
We're going to get down to the bottom of this. That's still on there, guy. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, man.
This guy helping to direct traffic says he's prepared for his encounter with the leprechaun. He's suited up from head to toe.
This wars off spells right here. This is a special leprechaun flute, which has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather, who was Irish. And I just came to help out.
Others just came to get lucky in hopes a pot of gold may be buried under this tree.
I'm going to run a backhoe and uproot that tree. I want to know where the gold is. I want the gold. Give me the gold. I want the gold.
This is Brian Johnson, NBC 15 News.
I'll be that lady. I want the gold.
Yes. I want to go.
Oh, my God.
Uproot that tree. Give me the gold. I want the gold.
I couldn't understand half of what those people were saying.
The amateur sketch of the leprechaun was great because it was like had a little bowler hat on and just these two little dots for eyes. And I was like, that's a sketch?
It's like a amateur.
It did. Yeah. It looked like a 5-year-old drew it.
Amateur was an understatement on the drawing.
Yeah.
But yeah, the whole neighborhood. It brought the whole neighborhood together.
If
love
you see
it,
let me say yeah.
You see the leprechaun, let me say yeah.
Oh man, nothing better.
That is great.
That is great.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The neighborhood having fun together and sure. All of that.
Looking for a leprechaun.
Coming together over a leprechaun.
A leprechaun.
I want the leprechaun. I want to go.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I got to tell y'all something that happened to me Saturday that was kind of relief, a relief for me. I have been thinking that in my my advanced age now, being I don't know, my generation, I think now is typically called like the upper end of the Gen X is called old fart. So I'm part of the old fart generation.
I was wondering what you were going to say.
And I thought that maybe my always keen photographic memory was starting to slip a little bit. Until Saturday, we were at a we were doing an appearance for the fine people at R. Gregory Jewelers in Statesville. Lindsay was there. Jody was there. A lot of nice people came to see us and take pictures and all that stuff. Well, one man walked up and he said, look, let me show you something. And he turned his phone around and it was a picture of Ace, me, and this guy's daughter, who was about 3 at the time of the picture. And she's 17 now. And I looked at the picture and I said, oh, yeah, that was in Monroe, North Carolina. I remember that. And he goes, it really was. It was in Monroe. I said, we did a kind of like a beach party thing with the people at the mall there behind the mall. We did a beach party thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Best memory. I can't remember what I did yesterday. And he's over here like 15 years ago. Like,
That's so cool.
Yeah. So then I said, well, how old is she now? And then that always sounds perverted, you know, for an old man to say, how old is she now? You know, you get, so to say, oh yeah, I remember that. I remember how old is she now?
Yeah. He's like, calm down, sir.
Like, okay.
No, he was cool.
Yeah. That's wild.
Now, while I was happy that I could still remember things that way and that quickly, I was sad because, I was wasting my life back then because I just nitpicked myself to death back then saying that I was fat and I didn't look good and all that. But I would trade what I look like now for what I look like then in a heartbeat.
That's always the case.
Always.
Like, why was I so hard on myself?
Yeah. And I was wearing a rainbow wig then in that picture. I'd wear that forever if I could.
You're like, glue it on. Yeah.
So, Lindsay, if you could be the perfect size you want to be forever and eat whatever you want to eat, but you got to wear a silly wig every day, like a rainbow wig or something like that, like a big Afro rainbow wig, would you do it?
Worth it, yeah.
You would?
100%, yeah.
You could have everything else the same, just the hair had to be.
Just the hair. Yeah, I mean, I'd do it. To eat whatever I wanted, heck yeah.
Would you, Riggins?
No, a rainbow wig?
You wouldn't, because you could literally eat whatever you want, not gain weight.
I think the hottest person in the world doesn't look good with a rainbow wig on. Well, I could not look past it. That's just me. I couldn't.
What about just a sweet mullet that you have to have of your own hair for the rest of your life?
We're getting way closer. Yeah. Absolutely.
Because I would go back to wearing a mullet all the time, permed in the back, the whole thing.
Yeah.
I guess for me, I'm not trying to look hot. Well, no, that sounds mean. I guess since I'm married, it doesn't matter that I wear the wig, but I can eat whatever I want. I'll look at Taco Bell now and gain 10 pounds. Like, yeah, I would kill for, put on that clown wig. Come on.
Yeah, I would probably do it too.
I mean, who you got to impress? I mean,
I'm not impressing no damn body. Obviously, I'm not.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day. Hello. Hello, youngin'. Or what do they say?
Lassie.
Lassies. Lassies and what are the boys? I don't know. Gentlemen. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Do they call them mate? They call their friends mates too? I know they call them lads and lassies.
Lads and lassies, yeah. I don't know about mates though.
Mates.
I should know that. My grandma's maiden name was McNeil.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
You're straight up out the...
On my mama's side. On my daddy's side, I think I'm just French and English.
Do you ever kiss the Blarney Stone? Don't they go out there and kiss that rock?
No. I don't like to kiss inanimate objects.
Yeah, I'm not.
You know, I've always had a problem with watching people do that. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. They line up to kiss that thing.
Do they?
I think it's weird. Like, you have to lay down on your back over the ocean or something, or maybe I'm making that up, but I think you have to like just hold your head up and kiss this rock juts out over the water.
Is it supposed to be good luck?
I guess so.
Like people kissing trophies and stuff like that. That's kind of weird to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So happy St. Patrick's Day. Probably a lot of parades going on. It is the top trending topic. People celebrating, and a lot of people are drinking on St. Patrick's Day. That seems to be what people do. You drink a lot.
And I thought most people celebrated Saturday. They celebrated it Saturday since it was on Monday.
Yeah.
I know big city people still, they don't care.
Don't go hard.
You know, them Bostons and Chicagos and all those weird people.
You've got a shot glass around your neck. So are you going to be drinking a lot today? Is that the plan?
No. Actually, wanted to take this off the necklace, this thing, because it makes noise.
Yes,
and
it
does. I'm not going to be using it.
Did you use it this weekend?
No.
Oh, no.
No.
I kind of.
Because it's still going to be dripping out stuff all over you. And the kind of stuff I would be taking shots of is not really Irish
fitting.
I'm not doing an Irish whiskey shot or anything like that. I'd be doing a lemon drop, girl.
Oh, yeah. Please. Yes.
Well, we do have a nice bottle of old Irish whiskey. Yeah. And I just sampled it a minute ago, and it is it's strong stuff.
I want to know who drank the what's gone.
Alexis did. Alexis brought that in. That was hers, and she put it in coffee or tea or something at one point, I think.
She's a soldier, because that's terrible.
Yeah, right. she was on that track for a while. Let's have Irish coffees or whatever they call
them. Oh, I'm down for that, but not with that. Give me some rum chata or some Malibu.
But she, you know, her family's all from Ecuador or some damn place. So,
yeah,
is it Ecuador?
It is El Salvador.
Oh, okay, so Ecuador being a town in El Salvador. I'm sorry,
probably.
So, but she knows about Irish whiskey because she was a bartender.
Yeah. And she's from Boston.
Yeah, and a drunk.
And a drunk.
And a...
and then March Madness is the second top trending topic. You know, Selection Sunday happened yesterday, so all the first games for March Madness start tomorrow. And yeah, people are really excited. People filling out brackets today. That's like the big thing today. People are going to do their brackets. Are you guys bracket people?
Mm-mm. No, I'm cool.
You're cool.
I've never done a bracket unless it's for a reality show or something.
Is that right?
You've done The Bachelorette, we used to do a bracket all the time.
That's right. I remember you did that.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Well, everybody's...
Unless somebody is playing the tournament for the bracket you're drawing up, then it's nerdy.
So I had a busy weekend, a really fun weekend, and I can't wait to tell you more coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So my name is Riggins, and I was not here on the show on Friday because I was taking a trip with my two older brothers. I have two older brothers. We're very close, but we've never been on like a vacation trip before, ever. As a family from the Midwest, we were not vacation people. So even this was kind of weird. And we all acknowledged that it was weird. Like, we never do this kind of thing. But on Friday, I took off and we drove down to South Carolina. And it was so much fun. We had a great time.
Good.
So glad.
Everybody was wanting that for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And they needed it. It turns out way more than I did.
Yeah.
They, you know, they've got highly stressful jobs and they're always traveling and
kids.
They've got three kids each and they're all young. And so they've just got a lot of, you know, things moving all the time. So they were looking to relax and it was so much fun. We got down there. I drove with my middle brother. His name's Kevin. And my oldest brother, who lives in Atlanta, was going to just meet us at this Airbnb we got. Well, my middle brother pitched it as, listen, this is going to be great. It's a nice house. It's like half a mile from downtown, so we can walk everywhere. It's next to a Starbucks, three bedrooms. Everybody's going to be great. I get in this house, and it's a nice house, but it's an older home. And I walk to the master bedroom, and then I walk to the second bedroom, and then I'm looking around.
Oh, no.
The master bedroom. Oh, no. The master bedroom has a king bed in it, and it's renovated and things. And the second bedroom has two twin beds in it. And then I go to find the third bedroom. And then, you know, I find out there's...
Yeah, it doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist, exactly. Yeah. And as I turn around, my middle brother's standing in the kitchen staring at me, and he's doing this. Just smiling at me. I went, oh, it's two bedroom? He goes, yeah, but like, so either you and I can take the room with two beds... because Matt, he snores so badly. He's like a buzzsaw. Or we could sleep in the king bed together and we can just put him in the second room. Now, one thing you need to know about my middle brother, I wouldn't call him touchy-feely, but he's very much, he just kind of wants to be on you. Like, he's always touching. He'll like rub the back of your ear when he's walking by. He's just like that kind of guy. So I was like, well, I don't, no offense, I don't want to sleep in the bed with you. So we'll take the twin beds.
He'd be cuddling you.
He would. He probably would.
I don't feel like being a human body pillow tonight.
Exactly. He would be up on me. So we took the two twin beds, but, and it was fine. And so basically all we did, we drank a lot. So I'm moving a little slowly today. And I thought I was going to be the one. I was like, well, I go to bed so early, like I'm not going to be able to hang. And 8:30 at one, the first night, my oldest brother is passed out on the couch. And I went, oh, I guess I don't have to worry, but we can rally him. And he, you know, gets back into action. But then on Saturday we went downtown, they had a St. Patrick's Day parade and we posted up at this Irish bar and sat out on the porch patio. The weather was spectacular. The women were super hot. It was packed. Just a great day overall. Great weekend overall. And we ordered pizza and just the whole message was, we can do whatever we want. If you want to take a nap, you could take a nap. If you want to go out, you can eat whatever time you want. Bop, bop, bop.
Yeah.
So that was sort of the goal for the weekend. And everybody had a great time. But I did say, Kevin, you need to send out feedback form so I can offer suggestions for the next time we do it. What would you change? I was like, oh, just a couple of things. So it's not a big deal. Not a big deal, but I would change a few things, like having a bedroom.
Right.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.